Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You and I are framing and shaping something every day when we open our mouth and we talk. Let's frame prosperity. Let's frame healing. I like saying, with long life, He'll satisfy me. Show me His salvation. Somebody say, how long are you going to live? Well, it depends on how long the Lord tarries. But if He doesn't, how long are you going to stay? I'm going to stay till I get old. And then if I'm not satisfied, I'm going to stay some more.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul says, I'm in a strait betwixt two. I got a desire to depart and go home, which is better, but to stay here is needful for you. And which one I'm going to choose, I don't know. Isn't that what he said? He said, I want to go to see Jesus because that's the best for me. Ooh, I'm wanting to go. But you know, I look at you and you need help. And so I need to stay and teach you because, yeah, you need a lot of help. We have a lot more to do with these things than most people ever dreamed of, ever thought about. Why don't you stand up on your feet and let's use our words tonight to frame some things about our future. Would that be okay? Oh, hallelujah. We hadn't got to it yet, but you know, you get on over here in this 11th chapter of Hebrews. While you're standing, I'll just read it to you. You know, Joseph stood up. Well, not stood up, rather, but he on his deathbed at 110. He told him, he said, God's going to take you out of here. It's going to happen. He didn't say it might happen. He said, it's going to happen. And when it does, I won't be around. But why don't you go pick up my bones out by the cemetery? Go pick up my bones and take them with you because you're going. And that way I can, in part, I can go with you. And different ones, you know, spoke blessings over their children and their children's children and generations to come. They framed that set things in motion. You believe we could do some of that tonight? Yeah, we can. Close your eyes. Let's focus and let's concentrate for a little while here tonight. Said out loud, thank you, Lord. You're a faith God. You framed all the worlds with your words of faith. I'm your faith child. I live by faith. I walk by faith. Your faith, the faith of God, is in me now. And I have the right to choose my own words and to put faith in them and release them into this earth and into the spirit and into the future. And they make a difference. My words change things. Hallelujah. So we're going to act on this tonight. Our words change things. Said out loud, in Jesus' name, things will go well with me the rest of this year. I will increase more and more, me and all my children, all that pertains to me will increase mightily. I'll not go down. I'm going up in influence, in prosperity, in strength, in anointing, in revelation, in being used of God, in being a greater blessing, in helping others. I am and will increase mightily in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, are you confident of that?
Yes.
Doesn't make any difference if you're not confident in it. Confident in it. Hallelujah. Lay your hands on your body. Lay one hand on your stomach, one up on your chest. You have authority over this body in Jesus' name. It has to respond. Say it out loud. Body,
body.
Respond to these words.
Be healthy
and be strong.
Be whole.
Be clear.
Be clean.
Be free
from all disabilities.
Be free from all disease.
Be free
from all imbalances.
Be free
from weakness
and pain
in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 A lot of things happened right then. You might not see it in the leaves right now, but the root was struck right then. Say this out loud. Immune system. I speak to you. Be strong in Jesus' name. Organs, glands, blood cells, blood vessels, joints, bones, marrow, sinew, muscle, skin,
be
whole, be clear. Be clean, be strong,
be healthy
in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory. Just keep your hands on yourself. Healing power is working in bodies right now. Right now. Hallelujah. Just keep your hands on yourself for a little bit here. Healing power is working in my body. Praise God. Say that out loud. Healing power is working in my body right now. Hallelujah. I assure you, you have time for this. Glory to God. Say it once again. Healing power is working in my body right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be confident that it is. That's all you have to do. Hallelujah. Put your hands on your head. Say it out loud. Mind,
I speak to you.
Be clear.
Be free
of all confusion.
Free
of all darkness
or dimness.
Our dullness,
be bright,
be bright.
Be sharp,
be clear,
be, clear.
Be free.
I have
a sound
mind
in Jesus' name.
I have
a sound
mind
in Jesus'
name.
Once again, I have
a
sound mind
in
Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, no more talking about how old you are. No more talking about that. I guess I'm past 40 now. I don't remember so good anymore. Quit saying that. You just limit yourself. You bind yourself up with your words. Now, say it out loud. I'm quick.
I'm sharp.
I pick up stuff quick.
I get it
sharp. Amen. Even when it seems like you're not, talk like that.
Amen.
Talk like that. And it seems like it's difficult for you, and you've read it three times, and you still don't understand it. Just sit there and look at it and go, I can get this. I'm sharp. I can get this. I'm quick. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. let's speak to our marriages in the church family. Everybody said out loud, marriages,
marriages.
Be right.
Be right.
Marriages,
marriages
in faith life family.
Every married couple.
Marriages,
marriages.
Be right.
Be right.
Be strong.
Be strong.
Be corrected.
Be corrected.
Be sanctified.
Be sanctified.
Be adjusted.
Be adjusted.
Be normal.
Be normal.
In God.
In God.
And glorify.
And glorify.
And honor God.
And honor God.
Marriages.
Marriages.
We speak to you.
We speak to you.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. I heard one of our top officials a day or so ago say, he said, well, there will be casualties. Talking about our guys. When he heard that, I wanted to say, quit, shush. I couldn't. There's examples in the Bible where the Lord kept every soldier. They didn't lose a one in terrible battles. Now, I know there's been some that have already been killed. We honor that. We respect that. But God's able to keep our troops. Amen. And especially those of our own company and those of our own families and relatives. Let's say it out loud. Everyone,
everyone
of our own,
of our families,
and our extended families,
every man,
every woman
in the conflict,
God is keeping them. He's protecting them. He's guiding them. He's directing them. And they'll come back. And they're being kept in Jesus' name. And let me lead you in this prayer too. Say it out loud. And Lord, we've already prayed. But for all those that don't know how to pray and don't know you, we're asking you for mercy. For their lives, to keep them all and everyone, bringing them back. We're asking you for mercy in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 4th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.